Hello.
Hi, is this Nancy?
This is she.
Hi, Nancy. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Elite Wiki Writers Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so sorry we had to reschedule a call. I believe I was supposed to call you yesterday, but I wasn't feeling too well, and I had a lot of meetings, so I thought I'd try today.
No. It's quite all right. No problem
okay.
at all.
Okay, perfect. All right, Nancy, from what I understand, according to the project, let me just tell you where we are at right now, okay? And then you tell me your side of the story, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I've just checked. I did a little homework before I was supposed to come on this phone call with you. The profile is already submitted. And we're just waiting for the final approval from the Wikipedia admins. So what seems to be the problem here?
The problem is that the profile was submitted probably about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to ask for updates.
Mm-hmm.
And, if I didn't ask, I wasn't really getting anything. And what I was getting for an update was basically, we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last request for an update, I was told that, it's being held up and there's the way to fix it is with a lock and, hiring admins, and that we should pay for half of that. Like, we would be required to pay for half of that because we mutually didn't know, as well as you, but why
mm-hmm.
would we know? We come to you for this, for your expertise. So
mm-hmm.
of course we didn't know,
mm-hmm.
And that it would be appreciated if we could pay for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, that's extremely fishy and not going to work. We paid what we paid for
mm-hmm.
service. Not completed. Session asking for more money was to me an extreme red flag. That this is not the way this is supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I, took it to my boss, and my boss requested that we shop around for a different firm, which
mm-hmm.
we did, and we are now working with.
Okay.
So, then when I had said this to Henry, his response to me was, well, that was just a suggestion. But if you go on to, Teamwork,
mm-hmm.
you can read the dialogue and you can
uh-huh.
see that it's all that, it's all there. It's appropriate in my book.
Mm-hmm.
And we pay, if we knew how to do this ourselves, we've done it ourselves.
Of course.
But we look to you for to come back and ask for more money and say that it was something we really didn't know. I have a huge problem with.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was my fault. However, I'm sad to say, because we put so much time in on this,
mm-hmm.
That it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trusting your company because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you understand. I'm not trying to be, harsh or difficult, but I am trying to stress exactly
mm-hmm.
how it came across me. And
of
it
course.
Didn't seem like our page was going to be approved unless we paid more money. So that was a huge red flag.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Nancy.
And we're not looking for a full refund, but,
mm-hmm.
Normally in business, a kill fee when a job isn't completed is 50%, and we feel that's fair to ask for 50% back
mm-hmm.
because now we're paying somebody else on top of, it's costing us double, and, the process was not completed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for providing a detailed account of what exactly happened and what went wrong. And you kind of make sense to me. So I completely understand where you're coming from. Of course, when at the point well, after the submission, if somebody's coming up to you and telling you that, you know what, it's going to cost more money, then of course it's going to make you feel skeptical. Usually, what happens is that, you know, when we get, you do understand that we are a third party, a mediator, right, in the middle, just like the rest of them in the market, because Wikipedia doesn't deal directly with individual customers. So that's where we come in. And I'm sure the other party or the other organization that you're working with now, they are also the mediators in the middle. Now, what happens, I will give you a detailed account or an explanation of the entire process, and then we move on to the resolution, okay?
Okay.
All right. So what happens is that we, the third parties or the mediators in the middle, all of us in business, what we do is that we do a primary evaluation in which we determine whether or not the client has an online presence. If they have an online presence, then they are eligible for a Wikipedia page, period. That's all that we do, and that's how we propose this to the customers as well. And that's how customers come to us too, you know, in order to determine whether or not they can have a Wikipedia page. It's a very simple answer. If you don't have any online presence, then there's no chance for you to have any kind of page, all right? It's going to take you years to build credibility and then move forward with something very amateur in terms of the page. So that is the primary criteria that is done by us. At that point of time, the Wikipedia admin or the Wikipedia as an entity itself, they do not know about your order. We are basically the filtration process in the middle because they cannot handle or evaluate each unpaid order or each potential order, you know? You understand what I'm saying? It will be very much time-taking for them. So, hence, we are the mediators. We do the primary evaluation. Once we evaluate that you are eligible for a Wikipedia page, that's when you give us your order. And that is when it is conveyed to the customer as well that if there are any additional requirements from the Wikipedia admin, they will let us know in the secondary evaluation. Now, the secondary evaluation is done by the Wikipedia admin themselves, you know, when they receive the order from the mediators. So what happens is that the first primary evaluation that was done, it was very simple, not technical. We just needed to know whether you have an online presence or not. Now, the secondary evaluation is all about how strong is your online presence or your reputation. How strong are those references? Because a lot of times, see, we have multiple platforms. Let's just say 10 platforms. I'm just giving you a vague number just to explain what I'm trying to get at, okay? So let's just say we have 10 approved platforms from Wikipedia. 5 of them are mid-tier and 5 of them are top-tier platforms. Now, what's the difference between them? You might have 4 mid-tier platform articles, and another profile, let's name that profile as Profile B, might have 3 top-tier article platforms, okay? Now, everything else is the same in both of your profiles, but with you, due to the credibility of the platforms being mid-tier, they might ask for maybe 2 or 3 articles more. Or vice versa, to the top tier, they might ask them for 1 more top-tier article or maybe 2 mid-tier articles. So bottom line, what they do is that once they go through the secondary evaluation, that's when they provide us all the requirements. But you know what? This is required for this profile to be completed and fulfilled in terms of submission, and then we go live. All right? Now, if you were not told about this during that process before the submission, then there's no point telling you that after the submission. So I completely get why it didn't make sense to you, because it doesn't make sense to me either. Okay? Are we on the same page?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. Okay. All right. So, Nancy, this is what we're going to do at this point of time. I am there is a little issue, though. You know, when we pull out a submission, especially from the submission process, what happens is that we have to notify the Wikipedia admin, and they sort of blacklist you. So I don't want that to happen. So what I'm going to do at this point of time is that I'm going to try and get you a partial refund plus keep the submission. That way, even if, see, your profile is still under review. That's good news. Rejection, that is still good news, because once your page gets rejected, that means that they will provide us a reason why the profile got rejected, and then we can fix that and then reapply, maybe with us, maybe with someone else. It's not a big deal because the rest of the groundwork is done. The draft is ready, the notability assessment report along with the reference links, all of that is ready, so that's sorted. 80% to 90% of your work is done. It's just the submission that's a little tricky, you can say. All right, and a lot of times multiple profiles get rejected first, and then later on they get approved on the fifth or sixth attempt, and I've seen that happen too. So bottom line, let me talk to the Wikipedia admin. I would not like to, you know, notify them about the cancellation because I don't want your profile to get blocked, you know, especially while you're working with another company already. Okay, so I'm going to try and see what is a possible offer that my billing or finance team can offer, along with keeping the submission, and that would be a way forward. That way, you're going to get a partial refund for all the delay and the inconvenience, and that is sort of like a compensation, and we won't cancel out your profile. In other words, we won't cancel out the submission. And if we do that, that will be harmful for you later on as well, because you don't want to be banned on Wikipedia, right? And we don't want to do that as well. So give me like 24 hours. By tomorrow, you should hear back from me. I'll either call you, and if I cannot get a hold of you, I'm going to transfer the message to your project manager. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, Nancy, do you have any questions before I let you go?
Oh, it's just that, you know, I'm 100% clear because I'm not clear with the process on this relationship with another company, so it's very, very difficult to understand how forward on our end. This has become real, so I'll wait
for you to go ahead. Nancy, you're cutting off. I believe you have a bad reception.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
I will wait to hear back from you.
All right.
And figure this from my end.
Okay. All right, Nancy. You inform whoever you need to inform that I'm working on a middle way, you know, a mutual thing in which you don't get harmed in any way in terms of the profile and the submissions. So just give me 24 hours, and I'll get back to you with a win-win situation, okay?
Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you so much for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.